morning, everyone. It's time for the Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, mom, composter, horticulturalist, gardener, entrepreneur, and Dr. Bug Lady. And I'm ecstatically happy to have as my guest this hour the renowned Margaret Roach. She's an amazing woman who has dedicated her life to the practice that she calls the blind devotion to living things called gardening, not just in the garden, with the pen, with her livelihood, her website, her books, and her lifestyle. She's truly a special person, and it is a treat for me and will be for you when you hear what she has to share. When you call in during this hour, you'll receive as my gift the Arbico Organics new organic gardening kit. The kit contains a bag of Arbico's Organics Compost Plus, Arbico Organics Root Maximizer, Beneficial Mycorrhizal Fungi, our rice hulls, our worm castings, a garden planner, a compost thermometer, and the book Grow Organic by Doug Oster and Jessica Walliser. It's a $49.50 value, and it's my free gift to you when you call in during this hour with a question for Margaret or myself. Here's the number to call, 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. I'm going to give you a little bit about Margaret's work bio, and then I'm going to ask her to tell us a little bit about her personal life, how she grew up and whatnot. So Margaret Roach left her successful career as a publishing executive in December of 2007 for a long overdue return to personal creativity to write and to live permanently in the rural Hudson Valley, New York, Berkshires area garden that she'd been making on weekends for 20 years and opening it to the public for about 12, although now it's been about 17 years. After a 15-year stint at Martha Stewart, where she was EVP, editorial director, overseeing the company's magazines, books, and internet, Margaret built the website awaytogarden.com, which has received national acclaim and has written a corporate dropout memoir, and I shall have some peace there in January of 2011, and a gardening memoir, her latest, The Backyard Parables, Lessons on Gardening and Life. She also consults with small and large businesses on website development and branding and lectures extensively about horticulture. At Martha Stewart, Margaret's first job was the original garden editor of Living. She began her journalism career at the New York Times and then went to Newsday, first as fashion editor and later as garden editor. Boy, we're talking covering a lot of ground there. Anyway, Margaret's 1998 book, A Way to Garden, named Best Garden Book by the Garden Writers America, is now incarnated online in the form of awaytogarden.com, which Ann Raver of the New York Times called the best blog she'd ever seen. And now, before I go on with more information, I'd like to ask Margaret to join me. Good morning, Margaret. How are you doing?
I'm good. It's a pleasure to finally meet you.
I guess so.
Yes, I know I'm well. It's a winter day here. We're here in Connecticut, Massachusetts, and New York State have like a little tri-state convergence where I live in a hilly rural area. So
it's
a windy day.
It's absolutely beautiful where you live. I spent hours poring over your website, and I just want everybody to know about this website, awaytogarden.com. I feel like I know you. When I read what you've written, you have just a way with the words that it is so elegant and so lovely. It blows my heart open, and I'm telling you, I went to bed with your book last night, and I just went around highlighting little snippets just in the very beginning of the book. That wonderful preface is just amazing. You are some person. That's all I can say.
Well, I've been at it a long time. You know, it helps. One of the things about becoming a little older and maturing is that you do have, hopefully, you have some experiences to draw upon, and you have some confidence. And so I think my writing today really draws upon more than 30 years of gardening. And for me, of course, as you're kind of alluding to by saying the snippets in the book, especially in the preface where I kind of explain the book, you know, that gardening is not a hobby for me. And it's not like going down to the local lanes and bowling a few games or doing macrame or something. you know, it's really my life. It defines me. It gives me a lot of ethical guidance and spiritual guidance, and my connection to it is, you know, has really saved me many times in my life. I'm sure there are listeners who have experienced the depths, you know, that gardening can touch you. You know, it can touch you in a lot of different ways. Not just a big juicy tomato or a beautiful, you know, crop of dahlias to put on the, you know, in a vase. Much more than that, much deeper than that.
Way deeper. And yeah. I'm just going to paraphrase here a little right from the beginning. You say, to my heart and to my ear and heart, the garden is a perennial Dharma talk, a meditation, a reminder to reflect. It teaches us to live with intimacy and attention and asks that we feel a pulse of more than just our own interior life force, instead seeing ourselves as part of a vast, complex organism and theory. That's beautiful. That's absolutely, that's so gorgeous. And so many of us feel that way. For you to put it on, in writing and express it is just, it's so wonderful for us to have the opportunity to read it, because that's how we feel about gardening. It, you are right. It's, I mean, yes, it's, there's the beauty of looking at the, you know, the flowers and the bounty of the vegetables and whatnot,
right.
But it's that connection with
right.
all of life, that makes us feel so happy.
Right. And that's why, I mean, on the website, on awaytogarden.com, I say, the sort of motto is horticultural how-to and woo-woo, that it, you know, we have the touchy-feely, spiritual, emotional part, not just how deep do you plant this particular seed and what month do you water that, and, you know, those types of things. When do you prune your lilacs? That's the how-to, but the woo-woo, as I sort of semi-jokingly teasing myself, you know, express it, is really, I think, the best part of the harvest of what we get from the garden. So, yeah, I mean, I could go on forever.
Oh, I want you to. I want you to. Seriously, I was sort of thinking, this is daunting to me because there are so many topics to cover. And for me, the topic is that connection that we all feel so deeply in the garden. We've got a couple of minutes before we have to go on our first break. Let's just take a few moments here and give our listeners a little bit of your background. I didn't want to get into it myself because it's personal. And I would love to just tell us a little bit about what it was that inspired you, you know, where you grew up, just your story.
Well, I grew up in Douglaston, Queens, which is sort of where Long Island and New York City, it's like right on the border of the last town, one of the last towns in New York City, technically. And it's near the water, you know, near the shore. And I grew up with a grandmother who was a gardener. And, you know, usually when you scratch the surface of a gardener, you find in their past someone else who set a good example. And although she didn't really teach me to garden per se, she was, I just remember her connection to her place and how much it meant to her, and that not only did she enjoy making a beautiful home inside the home, you know, to make it welcoming, and, you know, she'd have fresh flowers and houseplants, and, you know, so indoors and outdoors, she had a connection to living things, to living plants. And so I think that stuck with me. And really, I started gardening. Well, I worked, you said, some of my resume stuff, you know, I worked at the New York Times, and I worked at Newsday Newspaper on Long Island in my career, and worked for Martha Stewart for many years. And so I was a journalist, obviously, an editor and a writer. And my mother got ill. My father had died when I was in my early 20s, and my mother the next year got ill, and I came home to help out with that and figure out what was wrong. It turned out she had gotten Alzheimer's, even though she was only in her late 40s, and so I had to kind of manage that. It kept me very close to home. I was working at nights at the New York Times then. And again, I was only in my, like, by this point in my mid-20s, and had to, you know, kind of cope with that. And the one thing I could do while I was kind of keeping an eye out on her was
garden.
Go outside
and
garden.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with Margaret Roach. Don't go away. We've got lots to talk about.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, January 18th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at 1690.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1732.06, $866.03 for a half ounce, or $433.02 for a quarter ounce. That's $1732.06, $866.03, and $433.02.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry, and you're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener, EASY, which stands for Environmentally and Sustainably Yours. My guest is Margaret Roach, acclaimed writer, horticulturalist, webmaster, blogger, and spiritual gardener. And if you have a question, tip, or comment for myself or Margaret, give us a call at 855-660-4261. When you call, you'll receive my free gift, the Arbica Organics Organic Gardening Kit, which contains just about everything you need for a successful garden, and it's yours when you call in at 855-660-4261. Welcome back, Margaret.
Hi.
I apologize for having to cut you off because you were right in the middle of a beautiful story about growing up and how gardening was a way for you to deal with your mother's illness and
and
that was therapy for you.
Yes, exactly. And again, I was kept close to home by the situation during the daytime. Someone else stayed with her in the evenings. And so I kind of started doing, I got a couple of garden books and I started doing what was in the books, even though I had no idea what I was doing. And if you could have seen the first experiments, well, it's a wonder that I stuck with gardening. They were so shocking. They're just absolutely horrendous ideas. But, it felt so good. Right.
It's there's no bad in anything unless you say so. And so that's one of the things that I love about your philosophy is that, there are failures, but there's really nothing that is a failure. It's just part of life. It's part of nature.
Yeah, I think that's right. And I think that the losses a lot of times, they do help us to practice for other bigger losses in our lives and to understand that things are cyclical and that often, even after disappointment or loss, that there are lessons to be learned. I mean, like the fact that, and especially at this time in our history with our climate and our weather and so forth, patterns being so aberrant, we, more than ever before, we can't control things that are bigger than us. And, it's hubris to think otherwise. And, we're just little creatures. And I get mad sometimes about that. I want my garden to be perfect when I want it perfect. You know what I mean? But it's not possible. So I try to take the lessons from it as well, about letting go and, and again, that I'm not in charge.
That is absolutely correct. We are not in charge and,
no.
And nothing's personal again unless we say so.
No, but it doesn't mean I don't work hard out there.
Right.
And try to do a good job of
absolutely.
That. It doesn't mean that I am totally laissez-faire with the garden either at all. But it also means that I understand that it has a life of its own literally and it's going to change and be buffeted by the forces and, there are going to be, things that don't work out. Because of things I can't control. So, I'm kind of generally okay with that. There's a little swearing every now and again.
Garden swear. We call it garden swear.
Yeah, well, got some of that going on here sometimes.
I think we all do, and you're right. Just talking about this automatically dovetails into your book, the latest book on parables, and just the whole idea that the garden is a metaphor for so many things that occur in life. Just learning how to deal with failure, how to deal with success, how to realize that we're not in control, and how to be compassionate, how to be accepting, non-judgmental. Those are the lessons in life that make us live a happy life. In any moment we're either suffering or we're celebrating, and so personally I like the celebration idea better. One of the things that I think our listeners would love to know about is what it is, what your garden looks like. If you could describe your garden and what you grow. Many of my speakers that come on, generally they're all gardeners of some sort. Mm-hmm. And we always like to know a little bit about your gardening
mm-hmm.
situation.
Well, I think there was a ride at the amusement parks years ago called a Tilt-A-Whirl. TILT-A-WHIRL. And I sometimes think my garden is like a tilt-a-whirl. It's colorful, but it's spinning and it's tilted because it's not really spinning, although we do have a lot of wind events here. It's on a very steep hillside. It's almost 2.5 acres. It's on a very steep hillside, and there are big shrub borders and grass gardens and perennial and shrub combination borders and also some vegetable gardens. Kind of around the place in different areas. But because of the terrain, it's more amoebic, like the shapes are more naturalistic. There's no linear beds except for the vegetable garden beds, which are traditional raised beds because, I wouldn't want to grow vegetables in a in a chaotic, you know, in an amoebic shape bed. But everything else is kind of, I had to go with the shape of the land, which is kind of female and sensual and curvaceous. So all the beds are curvaceous. Lots of things that are geared for birds, for the attraction of birds, and about 62 kinds of birds that I know of, that I can identify, visit the garden each year, and tons of amphibians and reptiles, especially the amphibians, all the frog and toad species for this area, this region, live here in the garden and reproduce in two little water gardens. So there's always a sound of running water, which I think is very important. And water is the most important thing we can add to our gardens, particularly in increasingly dry times globally. Even a small water feature can be an enormous help to resident animals, you know, and insects and so forth. So to have a healthy garden, I think it's very important to have some water all year round that remains unfrozen if you're in a cold zone also. So so it's kind of sensual. People say the garden is sensual. It's not formal. Again, it's round, curvaceous, not round, but, you know, kind of oval and amoebic shapes and lots of things for all seasons of the year. It's very important to me that the garden is attractive. There's something to enjoy, and it's subtler at different times of year, of course, and more obvious at some. But it's a 365-day garden, even though I'm technically in Zone 5B, and we have frost between sometime. We get our last frost in sometime mid to late May, and we get it again maybe late September or sometime early October, something like that. So it's a cold zone, but I think I have a 365-day garden.
Oh, it sounds beautiful. And the pictures that you show on your website.
Yes, I like to take pictures.
You do, and you are so talented there. I mean, the picture on your latest book, The Backyard Parables, is just gorgeous.
I took that picture, yes. The frog and the big Indonesian Buddha statue. Yes, I took that picture.
Gorgeous, just gorgeous. So I want to be sure everybody tunes into that website, A Way to Garden. It's awaytogarden.com.
Yes, just A Way, not the way, because I don't know the right way. It's a way, my way. That's all.
Well,
that's all I can promise, is just a way, my way.
You're so humble. I mean, really, the pictures, when I looked at them, I thought, oh, my God, they're just gorgeous gardens. They look like, I mean, it looks like you spend, you know, hours. And I mean, you know, that's all you do, but I know that's not all you do.
No. Yeah. And a lot of it's not heavy, intensive care, and that's right. Very important. You know, I have a lot of areas that are masses of ground cover under shrubs, things that take care of themselves more.
It takes care of itself, and that's one of the things that you talk about all the time. We're going to come right back.
Okay.
And when we come back, we're going to continue to talk about Margaret Roach's garden. We're going to talk about her books, especially her brand new book, which is absolutely amazing. So please don't go away, and we'll be right back.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is
is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches. All in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry, and my guest is the esteemed Margaret Roach, webmaster of awaytogarden.com, author of A Way to Garden. Also, the book, I Shall Have Some Peace There, and her latest book, The Backyard Parables. Welcome back, Margaret.
Hi, how are you?
I am doing great
We're
today.
Reunited.
We are reunited. And that's the thing. There is never a disconnect unless we say so. That's the thing. If you feel disconnected in any way, and you want to get that connection, that's where the garden it comes in the best. I mean, talk about the greatest therapy. So we were talking about your garden, and I just want, before we get into the book, I want to talk just a little bit more about some of the, you talked about you have a 365-day garden, which I love, because I think a lot of people believe that if they live in a certain climate, that, you know, that sort of takes them out of the picture for a huge amount of time, and really that's not so, that gardening is really year round, and even though at certain times you may be completely covered over with snow or what, that the garden is still going on. There's
right.
No stop.
Exactly. And I think with proper planning, and for me, it's very important. I always recommend to people that they begin their planning of the garden of where the beds and the borders and the trees and things are going to be placed. They should begin by being indoors, looking out, because especially in cold zones in the off-season, but even in warm zones, there's an off-season, I mean, relatively speaking, you're going to probably see your garden more walking up the front path, staring out the kitchen window while you're cooking meals, sitting in your favorite chair in the winter, reading a book on a Sunday afternoon, eating your breakfast from the breakfast table, heck, brushing your teeth if you have a window over your sink, I don't know. But wherever those places are, that's where you're going to have the most connection to the garden, to be viewing it. So making the garden on axis from those favorite spots indoors is important. And then, of course, picking plants that I say, I don't like plants that are what I call a one-trick pony. You know, they only have one trick and, you know, that look nice for 2 seconds, but, and maybe they're very nice for 2 seconds and almost irresistible, but I like plants that have multiple, attributes to recommend them if I'm going to give them square footage in my yard. So, you know, that have a couple of shows in them each year at least. And of course I have a number of really nice conifers, that give me, you know, year-round structure and color. In the garden, and a lot of things that have really nice bark, even when they're like the tree called Stewardia, the Coosa dogwoods, which are more common and faster growing than Stewardia, with like camouflage pattern bark, or conifer that has that would be the Pinus bungiana, the lace bark pine. So, you know, looking for more than just the obvious big blue hydrangeas in full bloom in July or something. I mean, we need to look past those obvious moments. You know, it's not just all tulips and the hydrangeas and roses. Everybody knows about that, but you have to go for like bark and the way the twigs are and the sort of stature of the woody plants, and I mean everything from where you put them and the light that will pass through them. You know, backlighting if you like grasses, backlighting grasses. You know, having them so that you view them when you're facing west. You're looking at them in the afternoon light is going to be so much greater. If the, you know, the west light, the afternoon light, you know, shines across them toward you. I mean, you know, just things like that can really enhance the beauty, in the sort of quote off season, you know, to my mind anyway. So, and as I said earlier, I also think a lot about the birds. You know, having a garden that's attractive to the birds, in all seasons is also, you know, the more fruit. I have a lot of hollies, a lot of viburnums, again, a lot of conifers that give them shelter and also foodstuffs. It's just having birds is like having a whole nother, layer of things to look at in the garden. You know, lots of visitors, lots of bird visitors. It makes me happy.
They do.
Things make them happy too.
They do make us happy.
Yeah.
Well, as you speak, what came to my mind is that you paint with nature. And, the way that you were describing, things, the bark and the textures and whatnot, I thought, boy, she is an artist. She's like painting with nature.
Well, yeah, and I think, again, the slowing down so that we are able to notice more than that, again, obvious big giant blue hydrangea, which, you know, practically hits you over the head, so you're going to know that. You're going to see that if that's blooming. But really, I mean, like I was walking down the path yesterday to go to a bookstore event, just before I come to the driveway down the front path, there's an early blooming, it's a relative of witch hazel, it's not blooming yet, but it will in late March, called winter hazel or Coralopsis. Mm. And it has these little buds and they are pink. The buds, you know, they're unopened, they're not going to, you know, open anytime soon, but they have this pinkness to them. And I just thought, you know what, isn't that nice that that plant has, you know, thousands of these tiny little pink, like, pointed buds? I mean, there's not much going on right now color-wise outside, but if I walk slowly, I'm going to take notice of that, you know, and I'm going to appreciate it, even against a rather monochromal palette right now in many areas of the garden. So, you know, the subtleties are a big, big thing for me, slowing down enough to notice them, which I didn't get to do in my old life when I was, you know, a publishing executive and in the city, and, you know, I was so disconnected from it and not slowing down at all.
Talk about, you know, two different lives.
But the antithesis of slow.
But that's what it's about, balance. And even though you had, which most people would have considered a very, you know, high level stress type of job, I mean, you were still going back and forth to the garden, and you bring back that gardenness, if you will, the balancing that happens between having a serious job and then just going back to being in the garden. They really are not disconnected. They are connected. The very same things that we do in the garden, to be present, to live in the moment, to be compassionate, as we were talking about earlier, are the same things that we do in the job.
Mm-hmm.
So we bring those things into the job,
absolutely,
and into every aspect of our lives.
Absolutely. And I do think, I mean, the garden really saved me during all those years, even though I was only, it was like we were in a long-distance relationship when I was a weekender. You know, it was like it was my long-distance love, and I would rush up to see it on Friday nights and have to rush back to the city Sunday night or Monday morning, and very heartbreaking, sort of, you know, exciting and then heartbreaking on Fridays and Sundays. And then, you know, being here full-time, our relationship, mine and the gardens, has really changed and gotten much richer because we're together all the time. You know, I never really go anywhere anymore. I just look at it, and I'm just amazed. I mean, there's just, you know, if you don't go too fast, I mean, last summer I noticed moths for the first time, not the tiny little ones that are kind of nondescript tan color things, but I mean, the diversity of moths, just moths alone, was just something I had never even noticed. And, you know, you could just spend your whole life, as some people who I've since read their books and gotten their, you know, guidebooks, field guides and stuff, have done, you could just spend your whole life, you know, noticing all the diversity and beauty and intricacy of moths, you know, let alone all the plants and all the birds and all everything else. So,
just makes you so appreciative. And I know for myself, you know, I'm Dr. Bug Lady, so everything, I'm totally into the bugs, and always amazed at, I mean, how many varieties there are, and the colors and the shapes, and you know, it's like, how did it all get thought up? How did it get
To me, it's the co-evolutionary strategies, how insects and plants co-evolved in order to be able to help each other to survive and so forth. Yeah, fascinating.
It is fascinating.
That's the good stuff.
That's, oh my gosh, yes. And that, just that, taking that moment to look out there and really see the colors. I know for us, we have the same situation in the desert. We're going to take another quick break. When we come back, though, we're going to talk about the new book, the Backyard Parables, A Meditation on Gardening. So, Margaret, don't go away, and audience, don't go away either. We're coming right back.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry, and my guest is the amazing, lovely, artistic, I can't say enough about you, Margaret. You're just so incredible.
I'm hiring you.
Are you kidding me? Oh my God. I'm just blown away by you. I love this, quote in the book that you say that gardening is my spiritual practice, a moving meditation, not unlike the motions of a well-practiced vinyasa in yoga. It's as if gardeners, provided we pay attention, have an invitation to receive the secret from the source. That's beautiful. And this book that you just wrote, The Backyard Parables, A Meditation on Gardening, is just full of these gorgeous snippets, and the whole thing is just so gorgeous. I'm so blown away by this. I mean, I read a lot of gardening books, and most of them are they're very straightforward, and there's always a lot of love in them. But this book especially is
as my ex-boss Martha Stewart used to say, she would always say, "You're quirky, Margaret. You're a little different." And I am, because I do know the how-to stuff. I mean, if we want to, you know, we could go through a little, how do you grow a tomato? How do you deal with, you know, fungal diseases of such and such? And how, I mean, I know all that stuff. I mean, not all, but, you know, and I speak some pretty good botanical Latin and so forth. I can't let go of the other part. And so that really comes through. And I think that's what's always made me a little bit, the semi-odd duck, different, slightly different from a lot of other garden writers. And that's, I think, why I called my first book years ago in the 90s, and also my website, A Way to Garden, because, again, it's the way I hear it and feel it. It's not, you know, there's no absolutes in gardening. It's a creative, like you were saying before, it's a little bit like painting. And, you know, there's this, it's like one part, science and one part art. And one part sort of just, I don't know, kind of gutsing it out, maybe. it's really personal, and everyone does it differently, and there's no right and wrong answers, really, with a lot of the aspects of it. So that's why I worry when, don't you worry when you hear people say, "Oh, I have a black thumb or a brown thumb, I can't do that. And I think, oh, go ahead, you'd be surprised what might happen.
There's no such thing.
Yeah, that's what I think.
No, it's impossible. It's absolutely impossible.
Maybe we could mount a campaign together against that kind of thinking and get people into the garden, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
But it's not hard. It's like when people say they can't cook, and I think, well, you know, maybe we can all do, you know, Jacques Pepin, whatever's, you know, I don't, but I can cook. I figured it out, you know, and I learned, you know, you try. It's sensual. It's You use your judgment. You experiment. Not unlike gardening, right?
Much like gardening. And it's you know, again, as you keep saying, there's just no wrong way to do it. You just get in there and do it. And one of the things I love about the book is you talk about just how humbling it is just to get down there in the ground and get a little dirty. You know?
Well, and that's, you know, the word humility, you know, the same root word is humus, you know, for the decayed, formerly living soil that makes up a good soil is humus rich, and humility and humble, you know, and it's no wonder I always say that so much of gardening is done on one's knees, because after all, you know, it's an extremely humbling pursuit. And also, we're kind of kneeling in the face of nature, aren't we? You know,
we
which is big.
We certainly are. We certainly are. In reverence, in gratitude.
Yes, exactly. And it supplies for us so much, you know.
And so, what we get back is so much bigger than we can ever imagine.
Yeah. No, I definitely think that's the case. And I love lecturing and doing workshops and, you know, meeting with other gardeners and really talking about that and invoking, you know, sort of hoping that they, you know, sort of think about not just, I hear a lot of people say, especially around September each year in our northern climate, they'll say, oh, you know, the season's almost over. And I'm thinking, no, it's not over. You know, the garden doesn't close. The garden centers here close in the fall for the winter, you know, but the garden doesn't close. So, you know, it's really, again, like a 365 life practice, a 365-day life practice.
Which really dovetails into this newest book, and I really would, I think we need to spend a little bit of time here talking about it. I love that the author of Eat, Pray, Love calls the newest book a blessing.
Yeah, Liz Gilbert, right.
Yes,
and,
Liz
you know,
Gilbert.
I don't know her, so that's not because she's my secret best friend or something. I had heard her do an interview somewhere. I don't know where I heard it. Like on a TED Talk or something online, and she mentioned something about a garden. And I thought, oh, she started gardening. And I totally... crazy. I like wrapped up a book when I got the first books, and I wrote this note, and I didn't even know if it would ever get to her, and I just sent it out into the world, you know what I mean, and said, I think you're gardening, and if you are, maybe you'll like this book. I mean, total stranger. I mean, is that crazy or what?
No, but that's the way, nature works.
She loved it.
That's the way it works. That connection is always there, that invisible thread that
you have
that
to listen, don't you, carefully, and read between the lines of
yes,
what people are saying
yes,
to find
you
connection.
Do. Yes, mm-hmm. you do. And I love Anna Thomas, who wrote The Vegetarian Epicure.
She's the greatest, isn't she?
Yes, and she called the book a love story.
Yeah, she says, Margaret and her garden, a love story. Yeah, I loved that. That really touched
isn't
me. Because,
sweet.
And she is not a gardener. She wrote to me and said, you know, I don't garden, but I get, because she, of course, is, you know, a proponent of cooking fresh from the garden, local ingredients, and
yes.
so forth. So she gets it. She totally gets my relationship with the garden.
So exciting. So let's talk a little bit about the book. We've got about 4 minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
So, and, you know, why do we call it
The Backyard Parable?
Yes, a meditation on gardening.
Well, you know, my editor said she wanted a garden book, but it had to be a memoir, and I should go home and figure out what it was going to be. How to structure it, and I was like, oh my goodness, what am I going to do for that? And I went home and I looked at my website and I thought horticultural how-to and woo-woo, like I said before, that's my motto, sort of the two layers, two
yes.
levels. And then I thought, okay, that's like a metaphor, two levels. And then I thought spiritual, and then I thought parables, that's a metaphor that's spiritual. Okay. So I had this word in my, it was like, you know, that I just did free association to tell you the truth, Sherry. That's what happened. And the word parables came out, and then I thought, ah, backyard parables. Ah, okay. And then I was just off to the races. Once I get my idea, I'm like a crazy person. But I really wanted to express the fact that it, without saying horticultural how-to and woo-woo, which probably wouldn't have made a very good title for a book, I wanted to express right from the start, right on the front cover, that there was going to be, again, a two-layer harvest here, that it was going to be digging deeper and not just how-to. And there are how-to sidebars, we should say. You know, it's like 75%
yes.
the memoir and about 25% these how-to sidebars, so you can learn how to mulch and what to use as mulch or, you know, that kind of thing, or how to shop for seeds, but you can also hopefully get, I hope you can get transported to the other part by the longer piece of the writing, you know, the memoir part of the writing. So that's my hope.
It's beautiful, and I don't think anybody is going to miss the point. I mean, it's just lovely the way it's put together. And for me, as I go through the book, I get re-inspired and re-inspired and re-inspired because as you're reading it, you're saying, oh, yes, I get it. I've been there. I understand that now. Oh, I never thought about looking at it that way. And so it's self-validating in a way. And that's what parables are about. I mean,
mm-hmm.
they're
exactly.
They're, you know, they're stories that are told that are metaphors.
Right. One of the great biblical scholars who's written about parables says they're stories with intent. They're stories that are meant to not only give you the story, but teach you something, and they have an intention behind them. And I really think that's what the garden is. It's the greatest teacher because, you know, it gets you engaged and it's beautiful, and again, there may be the superficial harvest of the actual crop or whatever, and you may learn, oh, that's this particular bird and that particular bug. But then you realize that you've just watched, you know, this whole life cycle at work. And again, like we talked about at the beginning of our conversation, you know, about how loss creates other opportunities and about the fact of the control and the folly of trying to pretend you're in charge of nature is ridiculous. And, you know, all these lessons, the other layers. So again, the parables out there in front of us.
The book is just amazing. And I know that people can purchase it on your website.
Oh, anywhere. Sure. Yeah. Bookstores, local bookstores, ask them to get it, or, you know, the regular online places. Sure. Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much, Margaret.
Oh, I'm so glad to meet you. I'm so glad to hear how much we have in common. No surprise.
It's been so wonderful to have you. And, oh, my gosh, keep up the great work. Everything that you do is so inspirational, and it does make a difference. Every day it makes a difference. What we do in our gardens, no matter how small, no matter how big. Thank you again. And
you
we'll
are
be
welcome.
Back.
Thank you.
You bet. And we'll be back next week with another wonderful guest. I'm not sure if we can top Margaret, but we'll do our best. And for those of you who are listening, thank you so much. We'll be enjoy your week and have a wonderful, easy, organic gardening time. This is Sherry Herrera DeFry. Make it an environmentally and sustainably yours.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.